Hello, this is Jane Dixon Weber with the National Fragile X Foundation, and I'd like to welcome you to our podcast today, and we will be talking about preparing yourself for the 13th International Fragile X Conference that is going to be held in Miami, Florida in July, and it runs from July 25th through the 29th. I have joining me today Arlene Cohen, who lives in Michigan. Arlene is the parent of two children, Josh and Allie, who are 23 years old. This is going to be her 10th conference, and so she's done this before and has some great ideas. She is a former board member of the National Fragile X Foundation. I'm also joined today by Michelle Kaplan, and she's the president of Families for Fragile X, which is hosting the conference this summer. This will be her fourth conference, and she has three kids, and Matthew is 7 years old, her son who has Fragile X syndrome. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Is there anything else you guys would like to add about yourselves before we get started?
No, just I think one of the main things I'd like people to know is, relax. And it's really a great place to meet new people and enjoy yourself.
Great. I would also like to agree with Arlene. It's a perfect place to come together and actually find other people that are going through the same exact thing, and it's a great comfort to know that you're surrounded by people that are going through that.
You know, I can still remember the first conference I went to when I walked in the door and I met all these other moms thinking, wow, I feel like I've come home. It's a truly amazing feeling.
Yes. Yeah.
So as we get ready for, some ideas for helping parents get ready, maybe Arlene, you could start off and talk about what are some things that maybe they can be doing at home now to get ready.
Well, there's a couple things. One is, there's also the question if you're bringing your child or not, and if you are bringing your child, let them know that you're going on a trip together, because I think you also have to prepare your child for this and make it an exciting adventure so they're not, they're easier traveling. But for myself, what I do is, I try to organize my clothes and what I'm going to wear during the day so I'm not overpacking, and most of the clothes that I wear during the day are very comfortable. I don't, this isn't a beauty contest or a fashion show. This is everyone just wanting to get information in the best way possible, and you don't want to be tugging on nylons or high heels. I would say, for me personally, it's flat shoes. Like to dress in layers because sometimes the rooms, in big buildings, heating and air conditioning isn't always perfect.
It is always a bit chilly, Arlene, in the hotel. So
yeah.
I would highly recommend bringing a light sweater.
Yes, with you. You're going to have a great pack of information that you'll get, and, it's your sack that you carry with you, and, I find it easier just to put, my wallet or my room key in that, so not to have too many things that I'm carrying around with me during the day. And then to also know that, if we get overwhelmed at anything, I have my room key available. Yeah, get multiple sets, so if you're not with your companion on this trip, that you still have access to, get to your room or, whatever.
So how would you say that people dress for the banquet on Saturday night? How would you describe that?
Well, I think for the banquet, this is Michelle, and for the banquet I would say we're really trying to keep it a really neat South Beach vibe. So we want people coming to Miami and really getting the feel of what Miami is about. So everybody in Miami has this coined phrase of Miami chic. But for people not from Miami, they might not know what that mean. So basically dress like you're going to a really nice dinner. So, for example, on a woman, it might be a beautiful sundress. Take advantage of the light colors that normally you might not be able to wear otherwise. And for men, just pants with a shirt, maybe a sport coat, but definitely no tie. You know, dress nice, but still be comfortable.
Yeah, I always say what you would wear if you were going on a night out, you know, a Saturday night out. You know, I mean, not jeans, although if someone wanted to wear jeans and a colorful shirt, you know, they're certainly not going to be turned away. We really just want people to be comfortable and let loose.
Yes, absolutely. It's a night to enjoy and to let loose after a few long, intense days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a time to let loose and party.
Now, going back to something that you mentioned, Arlene, about preparing your child, I think that you need to, you know, as we all know, we do need to prepare our children for these trips. And, you know, you can print out pictures from the website of the hotel. You know, you can get on and look at some of the things, activities that you might be doing with your child, and show them pictures of things they might see while they're there. And the foundation also has a web page on ideas for flying on an airplane with your child. If people are traveling that way. I mean, I know that people come. Some people drive. People fly. And so.
And some people leave their children at home, which is perfectly okay too.
Yes.
You know,
whatever works for you, and mm-hmm. you know, yes. I mean, sometimes just the moms come, just the dads come, just the parents, or they bring the whole family and make a whole vacation out of it. You know, it's whatever works for the family, and we want parents to know that. So, Michelle, can you tell us a little bit about the Miami airport when families arrive, if they decide to fly in?
I can. Well, the Miami airport is very large. It is the largest gateway airport to Latin America. So that being said, it's very easy to get lost. So before you go, I would suggest going to www.miami-airport.com, which includes flight information, passenger information, directions and parking and ground transportation. And that will really help out, especially if you're bringing your child where the local bathrooms are, terminals, because when it comes down to the last minute, it's always good. Preparation is key, I guess I should say. And as far as ways to get to the hotel from the Miami airport, it's very easy and simple to get to the hotel. You have a couple of choices. You can take a taxi cab, which is 20 minutes under normal traffic conditions, and it's about $25 to get from the airport to the Miami Intercontinental Hotel. You can also take the airport shuttle, which is called the Super Shuttle, and a reservation is only needed to be made for the ride back to the airport from the hotel 24 hours ahead of time. And that fee runs about $15 a person one way, and the kiosks for the airport shuttle are located just outside the baggage claim, and that goes for the taxi cabs as well. And from Miami International Airport to the hotel, the taxis only accept walk-ups, and there's no reservations needed. And there's also a rental car center. And I really don't think that you need to rent a car unless you are planning on extending your stay in Miami on the front end or back end, or if you're planning to do any excursions outside of the immediate area. And there is a rental car center just located 1 mile east of the MIA, and it hosts 16 rental car companies. So you should be able to get a pretty good deal on a rental car. But just keep in mind that if you are renting a car, you will be charged at the hotel, I think, almost $25 a day. So I don't recommend it unless you're planning one of those excursions.
How do you get to the rental car?
There is a tram to get to the rental car from the airport, and there are signs everywhere to guide you. And also, one other tip, if you are renting a car, there's a lot of one-way streets in downtown Miami, so you're sometimes offered a GPS, unless you have one on your phone. A GPS is highly recommended.
Oh, that's really good information about
that. That's just what we need.
Well, if it can beat Miami, can be a very confusing place, so the more information, the better.
Okay, so then we arrive at the hotel, we get all checked in, and you kind of get a layout and, you know, what's there, where the food is, my priority, the pool and the gym. So what else is in the area around the hotel?
Well, one of the great things about the hotel is its location. So once you get in and you're settled and you immediately want to start walking around, there are some restaurants inside the hotel, but I would recommend getting outside. And located directly next to the Miami Intercontinental is something called Bayside Marketplace. And it's a 5-minute walk from the hotel, and it's an entertainment complex, including the Hard Rock Cafe. There's plenty of shopping and eating. And it's between Bayfront Park, which is right next to the hotel, and the American Airlines Arena, where the Miami Heat are playing in the finals right now. And as the name suggests, it wraps along the banks of Biscayne Bay, so it's a beautiful walk located right on the bay. And then there's also plenty of things to do from a short taxi ride or a Miami trolley to get around. So there's other things, too.
When the families get there, how can they find out more about some of these places?
Okay. Well, Families for Fragile X is going to have a man's welcome booth that will be there for the entire 5 days, and we will be happy to guide you with maps and give you all the tips and the great places to eat in the immediate area. And then also, I know everybody's going to want to go off and see Coconut Grove and Coral Gables and South Beach. So we'll be able to guide you along the way for that. And there's a couple of major areas that are really great that I really wouldn't want you to miss, and it's very close by. And the first area, you're going to hear a lot the word Brickell. And Brickell is basically downtown Miami, the part of downtown where the hotel is located. And in the heart of Brickell, there's this great Mary Brickell Village. And you'll find quiet, shaded streets that offer a relaxed atmosphere. It's a very cool vibe. And you can get there through the Miami Trolley, and that runs Monday through Saturday from 6:30 to 11. And if you come by our welcome table, we'll be happy to give you a map and help you get on your way from there. And then there's also, between downtown and South Beach, there are three major attractions for the families. There is Jungle Island, which is an interactive theme park where you can meet some of nature's most coolest creatures. There's the Miami Children's Museum, which is very hands-on exploration for the little kids. And finally, there's also the Miami Seaquarium, where something very cool, you can schedule time to swim with the dolphins. So I don't know if you ladies have ever done that, but it is something worth doing.
Great.
It's very cool, and it's about a 10-minute cab ride, if that. It's a very cool adventure. So, and I know you girls are waiting to ask the question, what about South Beach?
What about South Beach?
Okay.
Tell us.
So, South Beach, it's a short taxi ride, and there's a taxi stand right outside the hotel, so it's a really easy thing to get to. Once you're out at South Beach, I would suggest stopping at anywhere between 5th Street and 10th Street. And there's all these great restaurants along Ocean Drive. And for a quarter, something really cool, there's something called the South Beach Local. And you can ride a shuttle for a quarter that takes a loop around the area. You can also, one of the other really popular things to do on South Beach is because the sand near the sidewalk is really hard packed, you can rent a bicycle or a scooter at some rental shops. And that's another really cool thing to do. And the other two areas are Coconut Grove and Coral Gables. And those are really key for shopping and dining. I know it's Dr. Hagerman's favorite place is Coconut Grove for shopping and dining. So I know she loves that, and she's been down here. That's where I've taken her, and she can't get enough.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
Though,
How, I mean, we all know we're going to Miami in July.
Yes.
How hot is hot?
Well, the difference between Miami and the rest of the United States, especially from the middle part of the United States, is although it's hot, it's humid, but there's a breeze. So you have some constant circulation of air. I would definitely suggest dressing in cool clothing. Make sure you wear sunblock, even if you're outside for only 20 minutes. The sun is very strong, and keep reapplying. So just dress appropriately for that, because it's hot, but you have that breeze, so it keeps it cool. But ladies, be careful of the humidity with your hair. I will suggest that. Buy products.
Yes.
And
I'm already scheduled.
Okay. Products are key if you are visiting or live in Miami. Otherwise, your hair will be very, very, very poofy.
Poofy.
Yes, poofy. Just, yes, frizzy and poofy.
Okay.
So just one other thing. As far as getting around, I had mentioned as rental cars. And if you can get a group of people together, some really cool excursions with a rental car, there's two great things that I would really suggest doing if you can do it. One is visiting Everglades National Park. It is beautiful. It's one of America's largest sawgrass prairies and deepest mangrove swamps. The wildlife is absolutely incredible. One photograph after another cannot even do it justice. You can take a thrilling airboat ride around the Everglades. And then the other area is taking a drive down to the Keys. And both of these destinations are about an hour away from the hotel. The second place is John Pennekamp Coral Reef Park in Key Largo. And it is the diving capital of the world. And you can enjoy a glass-bottom boat ride. And I know a lot of kids with Fragile X, they love those boat rides. So if you have the extra day or means, it's a great thing to do.
Right.
Neat.
I'm excited.
There is so much to do. We cannot wait to host everybody and show everybody a good time.
Yeah.
I hope it's going to be as time for the conference.
Oh, that's all wonderful, wonderful information. So nice to know that. So families who are listening to this, just know that all this information will be available when you get there, and now you know where to go and some of the things.
And we are going to be putting on our Families for Fragile X Facebook page and the 13th Annual International Conference page links from now until the conference time with many of the things I just mentioned. So you can go back and look.
Oh, good. Good. I need another week.
I think I need another week. Thank you.